Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. 84-year-old coach Joe Paterno said today he will retire at the end of the season, his 46th at Penn State, that the sex abuse case centered around his former assistant is a tragedy and that he should have done more to stop it. And there are more difficult-to-listen-to details today about former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky, who was arrested and charged with molesting 8 young boys he'd met through his charity back between 1994 and 2009. A mother of one of the alleged victims says that in 1998, she participated in a police sting, talking to Sandusky while police listened in. She says in that conversation, Sandusky admitted to her that he lathered up her young son in the locker room shower while they were both naked and bear hugged him. Again, that was back in 1998. Police decided there wasn't enough evidence, and later accusations, including one Paterno knew about, never got to the police. Yesterday, Penn State canceled Paterno's weekly press conference. Last night, he spoke with supportive students outside his home.
We're going to start praying for those kids that got involved with some of the problems that we talked about. They don't deserve it. We owe it to them to say a prayer for them.
And Joe Paterno also said, let's go out and cheer our football team on to beat Nebraska. Brad Wolverton is covering the story for the Chronicle of Higher Education. He joins us from State College, home of Penn State. Brad, Joe Paterno says he's going to retire at the end of the season. Was he pushed? And is this over? Might the board of Penn State decide he can't stay even through Saturday?
Well, obviously, Coach Paterno is a beloved figure here in State College, and he's really one of the true icons of college sports. He's like the winningest football coach in the country, and he has this reputation for doing things the right way, graduating players, never having a major NCAA violation on his watch. All that said, these are terrible, terrible allegations. And, I mean, frankly, his contract was up after this season anyway, and several sources of mine have said that he was likely gone before any of these developments came out last week. I think the administration has kind of quietly tried to push him out in the past, and he's always strongly resisted. So that tells me this probably wasn't entirely of his own doing. I mean, I think one person I talked to yesterday said the ball's not in his court anymore.
Yeah, well, we should rush to say Joe Paterno has not been charged with anything. He's been questioned about his apparent failure to follow up. After an incident in 2002, a grad student told Joe Paterno that he saw Jerry Sandusky. Again, this is very difficult for people to listen to, but the student alleges that he saw Sandusky sodomize a 10-year-old boy in the showers at the team's football complex. Joe Paterno told the athletic director, Tim Curley, not the police. Now, Tim Curley and Vice President Gary Schultz have been charged with failing to notify authorities. But has anyone asked Joe Paterno, you know, didn't you wonder over the next years what happened? I mean, didn't you wonder why Sandusky was still there?
That's one of the big questions here. I mean, if you go back to what he was told, I think that's the main thing everyone wants to know. And in his statement today, he said that in hindsight, he wished he had said more, wished he had done more. And it's just really unclear what the grad assistant actually said to him. I mean, he's an older man, and was it an uncomfortable conversation? It's different when, you know, your boss and employer and coach is asking you what you saw versus a trained investigator for the police department. So it seems like the message was somehow jumbled, and that's at least his defense for this. It's just not entirely clear.
Well, there have also been calls for the university president, Graham Spanier, to step down. We've seen pictures of students with signs saying just that. What do you think is the next shoe to drop?
That could be. I mean, it's a big question the board's wrestling with in the next couple of days. They have a hearing behind closed doors tomorrow where they're going to discuss that, and then a public hearing Friday. Like Paterno, he's a popular figure here. You know, he's really well-liked among faculty and students, and maybe one of the highest-profile public university presidents in the whole country. But this thing's really probably going to be too big for him to escape. I mean, there's rumblings among faculty and politicians and growing unrest among students. I mean, last night, you know, the students they've had these flash mobs in the streets, and they're out and they're supporting Paterno, but they're also in the steps of Old Main, the university's big administrative building. They're cheering, you know, things like "We want answers" and "Graham's got to go." I mean, they're really angry that no one from the administration this week has stepped up and said anything in recent days, and they want their campus back, is kind of the language that they're using. They're sick of this nonstop negative news cycle about a place they're used to seeing judged in a far more positive light.
Well, one imagines they're hearing from alumni and parents as well. But big game this Saturday. And Joe Paterno saying he's going to coach out the season, including this big game. Now, Nittany Lion games are huge, but I mean, is this possible they're going to have the game? You'll also see tons of press, tons of protesters for and against the school officials. What's the thinking?
I mean, Joe Paterno is a legend, and he's been here forever. And I would find it hard to imagine if you know. I think it seems like this statement he put out must have been orchestrated with the university, and that they're going to let him have his you know, ride off into the sunset with one last home game this Saturday and coach out the season. But that is really unclear. I mean, the board has made it clear they're going to take swift actions, and whatever that means. If this seems pretty likely that he will coach, and that there will be a celebration around that. But I think, you know, the takeaway here is that, you know, it's it's hard to look out from here. But if you look at the ripples and any lessons you might learn, I mean, it's really, you think about you come back to the victims, and it's hard to imagine if this is not really about football. This is about these terrible things that have happened to these kids.
Which is what he is saying. Brad Wolverton, a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education, speaking to us from State College, Penn State, there in Pennsylvania. Brad, thank you.